This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Welcome to Through the Abyss podcast. I'm your co-host, Ben.
And I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And this is episode number 2.
All right. So on tonight's episode, we have an up-and-coming young actor, Parker Rowland. He's pretty cool. I've known him since he was about, you know, teeny tiny. And he's a man now. It makes me feel old, like crazy old. But welcome, Parker. Thank you for coming on and chatting with us tonight.
Welcome.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's school going with all this COVID crap?
It's a mess.
Didn't one of your shows get, did the production get stopped on one of your shows because of like increasing COVID numbers?
Not because of increasing COVID numbers, but the start of COVID. Before COVID started, I auditioned for Newsies at CLP in lower like greater Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And that was canceled. It was supposed to happen in like April or May in 2020, but it was of course canceled because of the pandemic, and they had to like axe it, and they're going to do it again, but I think I'm too tall for the part that I got, so I probably won't get it again if I do audition. Wow. So that was a huge like stinker in the COVID thing when it comes to like acting and theater and stuff like that. It really just ruined everything for a lot of people, including myself. Yeah.
Well, that's another thing, because you, last time I saw you was, when were you in Matilda? 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2019, I think. That sounds okay. Right.
That's got to be a change, like, as far as roles go for you, because with Matilda, you know, you were obviously not as tall as you are now, and your voice hadn't changed yet, so that's got to affect the kind of roles that you get now. So you can't really do, like, I would say younger kids anymore, can you?
No, I really probably just in the teenager range, like 13 to like 16, I could probably play. I look like I'm 16, even though I'm not. So yeah. I could play someone 16, maybe even 17 if I, like, if that was someone who I had an opportunity to get. So. But no one younger than 12, definitely, because I look a lot older than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You do. I'm absolutely blown away by, it's just that you're completely different from what I remember you just from 2 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, today I was watching some, like, on my YouTube channel, I was watching some videos of when I was younger, and I look so different. I look so older. I look so much older. I was watching that. I looked like I was 5. Like, yeah. Who I do now, I look so much younger. So it's kind of crazy what puberty does to the body.
For sure.
Hey, Parker,
why don't you kind of give us a quick rundown of some of the things you've been in?
So in 2018, I started getting into acting because I was watching a movie. I can't remember what movie it is. Would say what it was, but I don't remember. And I just thought how cool it would be if I was in a movie or a play, and because there's no movies around here, I decided to go with a play. And there's a company in Cincinnati called Playhouse in the Park. I went to the Playhouse and I auditioned for a show that they were doing that Christmas called A Christmas Carol. I auditioned for that. It's a professional role. I would have gotten paid $3,000, and I auditioned, and I actually ended up getting the role on my first ever trying to wow. do something like this. So
what
I got
the role, Parker.
What
was the role?
Oh, I got Peter Cratchit, who is the son of Bob Cratchit.
Cool.
So that was really cool. I got to experience I got really good relationships with a lot of the people, and I realized how like interesting and how fun it is to work with other people in a job like this, in this kind of field. So I was really interested in that. And because I was in December, I didn't do any more shows in 2018, but I did a lot in 2019. I went to Star Camp in the summer, which is a theater camp that's hosted by the Children's Theater, who was in Cincinnati, but they did it at NKU. Northern Kentucky. So they did an event there and they did a show. They did Treasure Island and I got cast as Long John Silver in that. And about halfway through Star Camp, which is a 1 month event, I got cast as Bruce Bogtrotter in Matilda. And I did that. That was kind of, that was made Star Camp very complicated because I had to go to Matilda rehearsals directly after. That show was in August and Star Camp is in July. So I did that right after that. And then when the school year started, Ryle High School, which is right next to my middle school, they were doing a production of James and the Giant Peach and they needed a middle schooler to play James. So they contacted Mrs. Volpenhein, who is my drama teacher in the middle school, and they contacted different, just the school, and they sent out something saying if anyone was interested in doing, playing the lead role in Ryle's upcoming show, then they should come and audition. It wasn't like there was a lot of people. There were four people, but I managed to push through. I impressed the director of the show, and I ended up getting into the show, and that was my first real lead. I mean, you could call Long John Silver a lead, but this is like my first, like my character's name is in the title kind of role.
Awesome.
And then in 2020, which was a rough year, in February, I auditioned for Newsies with CLP. I watched Newsies on Disney Plus. I really liked it, so I was pretty interested when I saw that a local company was doing it, because this was right after it got licensed and people were allowed to start doing it, so like everyone was doing it, and there was this company and they were looking for people. So I signed up to play the role of Les, who is Davey's, his younger brother. Davey and Les are new newsboys coming to the news company, and they're just new and they're kind of unaware and they're a lot different than all the other newsboys, and they're a huge part of the show. So I auditioned for this show and I did actually get cast as Les. And unlike with James and the Giant Peach, I did have competition. There was like about 20 other kids auditioning for this role. And I did manage to get it. But of course, the show was canceled in March because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And later in 2020, I don't think I did anything else huge. My memory is really foggy from 2020. So I don't actually remember any shows I ended up doing so let's just skip to 2021, where I do remember doing shows. I did Star Camp again, and I did Star Camp in 2020, but that was also a mess, so yeah, and we didn't really have a show. For this Star Camp, we had we did SpongeBob the musical. Unfortunately, I was in the youngest group, still somehow I'm 13, but I still ended up getting in the youngest group. They only let people in the oldest group get cast as roles who are actually like speaking roles, and everyone else was ensemble. Aww. But it was still a fun show to do. I enjoyed doing the numbers. The dances were fun. It was a very fun show to do, and I wish that I could do it again and get like a bigger role, but that didn't happen. And after Star Camp, no, before Star Camp, I'm sorry, again, my memory's foggy from the last 2 years, I did Newsies, but this time I actually got the role. I did this with another company and Performing Arts Inc. This time I got cast as Morris Delancey. Him and his brother Oscar, they kind of give papers to the Newsies, and the Newsies have to pay them for the papers. And so they're really tough guys. They like beat up the Newsies a lot. They're very mean. So that was a new kind of role. I hadn't done anything like that. Long John Silver, he's pretty rough, but he's not like punching people and stuff. He's not as gruff. He's a more fun character. This Morris is he's an asshole, basically. He'll like punch people. He's very aggressive and rough with everything. And I don't think I did anything after that. I did things, but they're like smaller shows. I did Moana Jr. with Performing Arts Inc. again, and I got Maui, but that was a really small show. So yeah, I did in 2019, I believe, I did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory again with Performing Arts Inc. and I got Mike TV and that. So there's some other smaller things that I've gotten, but those ones that I went over are like the main shows that I've done. So I've done a lot over the past 3 years in terms of.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot.
That's quite a lot for, you know, somebody who's just starting out. I mean, that's really impressive. I mean, your resume is better than people who have been doing it, you know, for years. That's something to be proud of. That's really cool, man. How do you deal with the audition process? Do you get really nervous before you go into an audition?
I don't actually. I think that might be how I've been getting all these roles, because I don't get nervous in front of people unless it's over video. Like, I'm kind of nervous now, if I'm completely honest. There's stuff like this that makes me nervous, just talking to people one-on-one. But when I'm just being someone completely different in front of an like audience, no matter how big or small it is, it doesn't faze me at all. So going into the audition and singing or doing a monologue, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I've gotten a little bit paranoid, but not like to an extreme. I'm always super confident when I go in, and most of the time I just, my confidence is really impresses the judges and like the director and all those people. And they ended up letting me in because I just had so much energy and confidence because I wasn't afraid. And they saw that I can do stuff like that in front of an audience.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's because, I mean, you talk to most actors and they get terrified of the audition process. And I did a couple. I took some acting when I was in college, and it used to make me nervous, but, you know, I'd rather direct and write. So I'll let you handle the acting part.
Okay.
Now, you've been in a couple movies too, haven't you?
I have. I've been in a lot of short films, but I'm halfway through shooting one, and I already finished my scenes for another horror movie. I think both of them are releasing next year in 2022. The first one that I did is called They See You. This is the one I finished. This one is about, my character is the younger version of the main character, and I was messing with like a spirit board. And I managed to summon some demons on Halloween, some Halloween demons. And I managed to cast them back to where they came from. And then I tried to destroy the board. I don't know. I didn't do that. Sorry. Again, I told you I'm nervous. It's
okay.
So the board, the older version of me, he keeps the board, and he like has it stored in a little shop that he runs. A bunch of kids came in. They saw the board, they were really interested in it, and they wanted to buy it, but the older version of my character says not for sale. But kids being kids, they came back and they stole it, and they ended up summoning these Halloween demons again, and they started wreaking havoc on everyone, including the older version of my character. So that movie's pretty cool. I'm excited to watch that and see how my scene turned out, see what the movie looks like. I saw the trailer, it looks really good. It's called They See You. You should probably watch the trailer
Is the trailer out now?
Yeah, the trailer is out.
Oh, cool.
It's a very, very cool trailer. It's a lot of really, there's a lot of really cool gory stuff in it. You get to see a general feel for the movie. So now for the next movie that I'm doing right now, it's called Window with a View. The movie is about these teenagers. They come to this old abandoned orphanage, and they break in, but one of them is taken and he can't leave the house. He's sucked inside the house and he can't get out. So the other three, his three friends, they were trying to get him out. And then one of the friends, his brother, is the leader of a ghost hunting group called Spirits of the South. And he comes and he goes in the orphanage and tries to get this guy who was sucked inside of it, and he now like the house won't let him leave. And this group, the Spirits of the South group, they come in, the three friends come in, and then there's these other asshole teenagers who also managed to break in, and these people, they keep getting like they're picked off one by one by the spirits inside of the house.
Oh wow.
Now, unfortunately, because based on what the director said, I'm not allowed to disclose anything about my character, because it's like, it's a huge spoiler. So I'm not.
Okay. That's what I understand. Totally understand. Yeah. Definitely don't want to. Now, is that the one that's going to be premiering? What is it? Is it Fright Fest in Louisville in October?
That is the one that's going to be premiering at Fright Fest. So
I'm planning on coming down and watching it, and I want an exclusive with you afterwards there, buddy. After we see the movie. Because I've heard your mom talk about it, and it sounds it's really cool, actually. Yes. They both do. I definitely want to see They See You.
Yeah.
What's it like working on a horror movie? I mean, I know cameras and lights and stuff there, but do you ever get creeped out or scared at any time?
So the house that we are shooting the orphanage, it's actually a house that was created, that was built in the late 1800s called the Rippey House. It is allegedly haunted. I'm not so sure if I believe that it's haunted, because the only equipment that I've gotten to work is dowsing rods, and dowsing rods are not exactly the most reliable piece of equipment. But there have been some strange stuff. You get these vibes in a lot of the different rooms, and like it doesn't feel not haunted. Like in the basement, there's this one room like tucked away in the corner of the basement. There feels like a very dominant male force in there. The craziest thing that's ever happened to me there actually happened in that room. When I was trying to leave the room, I got this overwhelming pressure in my chest. It felt like something was trying to push me back into the room. So that was probably the craziest thing that happened. There's lots of dowsing rod stuff, but again, it's dowsing rods, so
yeah,
it's not that significant. But in terms of the actual shooting of the horror movie, it's really fun doing that kind of stuff. You feel like doing the movie. Like, I know you asked if I ever got scared at all doing these scenes of horror. They do. If you and the other actors are doing it properly, you can feel this feeling of suspense and fear inside of your body while you're doing this like scene. You feel like you're in the scene because you're an actor in the scene. It feels like this stuff's actually happening to you if
everyone,
including yourself, is doing it correctly.
It's a very immersive experience.
It's a very immersive experience. It's a very fun thing to do. If you ever like are interested in doing anything like that, if anyone can get a role in a horror movie, you should, because it's a very different experience to other things, like other types of movies. I mean, I haven't been in any other types of movies that were like real, but it's a very like interesting experience being in these movies.
Parker, do you prefer movies to the stage, or is your heart still in the stage?
I haven't been in enough movies to really determine that. Movies are very different. They might not seem different, just like when you think about, oh, they're both acting, they're pretty similar. They're not similar at all, because with theater, there's people watching you. There's a live audience. I mean, for movies, there's people watching you. There's the director watching you, maybe the writers watching you, the producers, different actors. They're watching you, but it's not like a stage where there's this overwhelming like sense of like the focus of attention is on you with all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And also the main difference that people think of when they think of theater and movies is if you mess up, you can just do it. That's a really comforting thought to have, but that's actually one of my biggest like not liking about movies, is because for me personally, having that comfort in my brain that if I mess up, I can just do it again, I don't like that, because it makes me feel like it's okay if I mess up. I don't like that mindset, because it makes me feel like I don't have to do as good as I can be. Like in theater, if I mess up, it's as if I make a big deal out of it, everyone will know. But it's still like, if you make a huge mess up, it really matters. It feels like you feel so embarrassed. You feel like you've like ruined everything if you mess up, even if you like mess up a line a little bit. So it makes you feel like you have to do everything perfectly. And I do like that.
Mm.
But the one thing I really like about movies is, for movies, it's so different. There's the camera. It's more about the face than the bodies. And I really like doing these facial expressions. It makes what I'm doing feel more real when it's like because there's close-ups of the face. For theater, you can't have people going up on the stage getting a close-up on your face. That's a thing for movies only. They go close on your face. You have to do expressions. Really, it's not like huge expressions like theater. It's very subtle things. It just feels very personal. It feels like you have to embody the emotion more in movies than you do for theater, because there's a bigger focus on your face and your emotion than when you're on a stage. So that, I don't really know if I like movies more than theater. I'd have to do more movies to really feel the difference and see which one I really prefer. But right now they're about equal.
Cool.
That sounds like they're both difficult in their own rights.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you did a really good breakdown too of the differences. I think it's very interesting.
So what are the projects you got on the horizon there?
So I'm don't really have any. I just have those two. Well, there is one movie that I did in 2020, I believe. Again, last 2 years are a mess. I don't know if it was 2020 or 2019. It was one of those. I think it was 2019 because we weren't wearing masks. We did a movie called Murder Man. It was interesting. The actors were pretty good. One of the actresses who's in that is actually in Window with a View, the second movie I'm doing. She's in that too. She plays another person who I'm not allowed to disclose. But she was in both of those. So that it's pretty interesting how two movies, like two actors, just got back together. Just it wasn't completely randomly, because her mom was one of the people who got me into Window with a View. But it's just kind of cool how sometimes people you've worked with in the past, you'll work with them again. That's for both movies and theater, that's pretty cool. But Murder Man is supposed to come out. Apparently there's three different episodes, and that, like, not episodes but like movies. It's like a pre like conceived trilogy, I guess. Or something. I don't know. I honestly don't know anything about it, because we didn't really get much, but I think there's stuff about like zombies and aliens or something. I don't know. But the person who was killing me and the other people, it was just a person. It was a person who was killing us. So
very cool. Okay. Since your mom's not in the room.
Okay.
Does this acting gig help you get girls? I gotta know.
No.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know. I mean, like, I know that people know that I'm a theater kid and an acting kid, because it's obvious, because I'm participating in a lot of theater events, but I don't know if a lot of people know, like, the big stuff that I've done. Like, just that I've gotten roles where I've gotten paid. When I tell people that, they get really impressed, and it strikes up conversations.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it gets me girls or gets me friends and or stuff, but it does like create interesting conversations with people, because they are very curious about that stuff and like how I managed to get into that. So
yeah, just no.
It probably could, but it hasn't. So
hey, you never know. You're in that booth at Scarefest, right? In Lexington?
Yeah.
We might get you some cougars. You better hold your mom back.
Hey, Parker.
Because you don't look like you're 13, bro.
No. But you also grew up, obviously, with your mom and ghost hunting, right?
Yes.
So is that something that you're still involved in at all, or something that you plan to do futuristically?
Yes, it is. So I haven't been, like, I was looking back and I realized that I haven't been to that many haunted places. At least I've been to a lot of them, but like not really for investigations, because I wasn't that interested. But recently I've gotten into this thing where I just want to go to a lot of different places. The main place I've been to was obviously Bobby Mackey's, because that's right. Where my mom works. Mm-hmm. And I go there a lot and I have different experiences. Had some crazy stuff happen there. So if you want me to share some of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I don't even remember what happened that made this happen. I'm saying I don't know a lot of stuff because I forget. But for some reason, I had to tag along for a tour that my mom was having with this group of people. It wasn't like a super duper long tour. It was a 2-hour tour that we were having. But I tagged along, And my mom said that was one of the most active tours she's ever had. A lot of stuff happened. It was thunderstorming, which a lot of the things we were hearing in our brain, it might have been the rain. So I'm not going to talk about all the voices we were hearing, especially in the room of faces, because it probably was just rain, but it was still very creepy. And there was this atmosphere. The scariest thing that happened wasn't actually ghost related. We were in the basement. We were doing an EVP session by the garage door that's there. And lightning struck right outside the garage door. And that scared everyone half to death. We leaped into the air away from the door. A bunch of us screamed. It was the scariest thing that happened. But in terms of paranormal stuff, when we were in the basement, we heard footsteps on the top floor, which is a common occurrence. But what happened, so when we were up there, we heard it sounded like a chair was being dragged upstairs on the top floor. We heard that. We're just like, what was that? We were confused. So we just continued with our stuff in the basement. Nothing really of note happened in the basement, except one dude got scratched. That's the one thing that happened. He went into the jail cell, and then he came out, and then he said there was burning. And then when we lifted up his shirt, there were 3 scratch marks on his back. And that is not the first time someone got scratched on this tour.
Were they mouthing off?
They were teenagers, and they were very scared, but they were not mouthing off. They were not being mean. In fact, they were encouraging us not to do that because they didn't want crazy stuff to happen. Crazy stuff.
That's unusual.
So when we went upstairs, one of the kids was really into ghost hunting, and the other ones were just his friends. They were just tagging along to do something fun. So then after we were in the basement, we went upstairs, and me and one of the guys were just like, why don't we look around? Remember that noise we heard? I wonder if anything moved. We walked down by the monster room, and literally there is a chair pulled out away from the table halfway through, right in the middle of the pathway.
Wow.
Oh.
So we were up there. Everything was pushed in. Everything was nice and neat. And then we get back up here, and there's a chair in the middle of this aisle. It's right where you would have to walk. So if that were there, it would have been pushed back in because we would have to walk past it. It was because I remember walking down that hallway several times, and there's just a chair just in the middle of this aisle. That's one of the craziest things that's ever, because how does that happen? The thunder isn't going to pull out a chair. So that was pretty wild. Another thing that happened when we were sitting in in the ballroom, and we were facing, half of us were facing back further into the ballroom, and the other half of us were facing down into the rest of the bar area. We were looking, and a lot of us were seeing things with our eyes, and sometimes we were all looking in the same spot. Someone said they saw something. So a lot of that was not just us seeing things with our eyes, but there was one thing that all of us collectively saw at the same time. At the bar, we saw a head pop up from behind the bar and then just dart back down underneath it. We all saw that at the same time, and we're just like, did you see that? We're all just like, yeah, a head just popped up and it dived under the bar. So we went over there. There was no one there, obviously. And then there was this guy. He's the most scared guy there. He was being really, really still the whole time. He had his hands on the table, and then he just told us to come back, and he said to look at his back. So we lifted up his shirt, and these chairs, they have parts to put your back, and then they have an open part down here at the bottom. And on that bottom part, there's it was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. There were these deep scratch marks all over it. In really random patterns. It wasn't direct threes like most of them. It was just a drawing that showed nothing. It was just a bunch of random scratches on his back.
And they were all fresh?
They were all red. They weren't bleeding, but they were new. It wasn't in there. And it was kind of strange how they were right where the open area of the chair. Yeah. That's pretty wild. So that's some stuff that happened there. There was more stuff, but it was mainly whispers and spirit box stuff that I don't remember, but I just remember it happened. So in terms of other things that I wanted to do ghost hunting, I really want to do an overnight at Waverly. I haven't actually been to Waverly before, believe it or not, but I really, really want to go because it seems like such an interesting place. I really want to go there and see what everyone's talking about, because it seems completely wild. Just this just sanitarium, and like there's a bunch of stuff. All the stories I've heard are so wild. I'm saying wild a lot, but I just want to go there because it seems so crazy. All the stuff that people have seen, I want to experience that for myself.
So, we've been there quite a few times, your mom and our group and everything. And I mean, it's an awesome place. It's got a really, really cool history, and the building itself is very interesting. And I remember the last time we were there, it was just like so quiet. But yeah, I don't know. I think you might have to be 18 to do an overnight. I can't remember.
Well, if I do, then I'll just do like a 2 hour or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Just experience that. Other places, for some reason in my brain, I really want to go. Well, actually three. I want to go to the Stanley Hotel because I really like The Shining. Mm-hmm. And I've heard stories of it. And it's just one of those places that seems really interesting. I want to stay in one of the really haunted rooms. And I want to just have the full experience and just see what else has been seeing with their stories. Another place that interests me is Vliska Axe Murder House. I really want to go there. I don't know much about it, except that it's like, I want to, but I haven't. It seems... That's just a place that I've heard of, and it seems really cool, and I want to go there. Another place is Lost Furnace in Birmingham. So,
I've never heard of that. What is that?
Me neither.
It's in Birmingham, and there was like the bombing of Birmingham, and this is like right after slaves were freed. When this place was constructed, they needed a place for all these slaves to work, so they built this huge furnace, and this is where all these people. This is where all the former slaves just did their work to make money. So this they had this place to work, and there was a lot of stuff. There was this really, 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 there was a really mean guy who worked there. And rumor has it that he climbed one of the big towers, and there were some other people, other workers up there, and they pushed him off the edge. It swiped him off his feet and like crushed him underneath the wheel. My history is probably very off, but this is just what I've heard and what I remember. And the place, I watched the Ghost Adventures episode for it, and it was it's one of their best episodes. So much stuff happens. There's so many noises. And of course, it's a paranormal TV show. A lot of it could be fake, but just what I see, what it looks like, just the stories that they share. It's just a place that looks really interesting. There's so much history to it. There's so much like activity that happens in this area. It just seems so cool. And Alabama is a state I haven't been to, and there's a lot of interesting stuff down there that I would like to see. So that's definitely a place that's on my bucket list in terms of paranormal locations.
That's really cool. I'm glad to hear that you're awesome. Getting into the paranormal, because I know you you've been on quite a few with us before when we were all on the same team together. So that's really cool. I bet your mom's happy about that, following in her footsteps.
She is. She appreciates my interest.
Yeah. I bet. So she doesn't do it by herself at least. Or drag your poor dad everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, brother. What's that?
Same thing with scary movies. I'm her scary movie buddy now.
She's so funny to go to a horror movie with. She jumps like crazy. It's awesome.
Not good much. I don't think I don't see her jump. My dad hates them though. I think he's just scared, but he makes up these excuses on how it's so dumb.
It's possible. That's funny. Oh, Parker, well, I really appreciate you coming on and chatting with us tonight. It's been a very interesting thing to see you in this capacity. It's so strange to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing a lot of really good stuff. So keep working.
Thank you.
For sure.
I will.
Keep us posted.
I hope you keep working. And we want exclusive rights to interviews when you're Mr. Big Famous.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. I'll make sure that you get those.
I appreciate that, brother. Again, thank you so much for coming on. And I look forward to seeing your movie next month down in Louisville.
I look forward to seeing you there. And I look forward to talking to you again in telling you about the movie and
absolutely
who my character is, even though I'm not allowed to tell you that. So you're going to figure out everything about that. You're going to see everything. That's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see what you think of the movie afterwards.
Oh, I can already tell I'm going to love it. Your mom's, never mind. I won't say anything on video. Never mind. We'll talk next month.
All right.
Okay. All right, Humble. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That went good.
That was real good.
Well, for being so young, he's definitely got quite the list of projects he's been working on. I think he's definitely an up-and-comer and such a good kid, too.
Absolutely. When I was his age, I couldn't have put any of those sentences together.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I probably just would have been giggling the whole time or got up and walked away and to do something else. But yeah, it was a great interview. Looking forward to seeing what else that kid's got ahead of him.
Yeah, his future is very, very bright.
All right, Ben. So for Through the Abyss podcast, this is Ben and Mandy. See you on the flip side.
Spooky stuff!